Rick Fisher, executive director. In the United States, we think about the struggle for gay rights beginning with Stonewall in the 1960s. But the fact of the matter is the struggle for acceptance of gays and civil rights for gays began in Germany in the late 1800s. And that's what led to the culture of acceptance and vibrancy in the Weimar period. But then it was totally crushed by the Nazi regime.
I'm Joe Netto, and I'm the artistic director of Heartland Men's Course. The first act is looking at the fun, kind of bawdy, wild Berlin in the Weimar period, like I'd say about 1919 through 1933, right around that time. And we're going to be kind of in like a gay jazz club in Berlin, where everything is kind of raucous. It's a little gender bending. It's really fun. We have some great songs, including By Mir Bist Du Schön, which is popular at that time. And of course, we have a song, Falling in Love Again, which is kind of the feature of the first half, and it's kind of the name of the whole concert. The second half is a direct contrast to that, and that is where the Nazi takeover in 1933 happened and Hitler's rise to power, and how it just squelched all the voices of the gay community in Berlin at that time. In the second act, we have two main characters. We have Gad, who is being played by Kip Niven. He's a person in the present moment. He's reading a journal, and he remembers his lover from when he was a teenager. His lover's name is Manfred. Manfred appears as a ghost. And Manfred is being played by Morgan Smith, who's an internationally renowned baritone.
An unyielding blessing, the generous heart. The voice of a soul.
His character, Manfred, sings everything. So where Gad speaks everything, Manfred sings everything.
Resolve. This sanctified power, souls in perfect resolve. I don't know. Nice poetry.
Brian Ludloff, stage director. I had heard of the piece, and I know, of course, Jake Hagee's other works. He's a marvelous composer for the theater. I knew of this work, but I didn't really know it until I started working on it, and I've really, really enjoyed it's fantastic music. He's such a remarkable composer for the theater. He just innately understands dramatic action and brings that out through the music.
Wild, free, we are wild, we are free, topsy-turvy, joyful Berlin.
Morgan Smith playing the role of Manfred Leven. I originated the role in its original version, which was for baritone, actor, and chamber ensemble without the chorus back in 2007. I premiered this new version in 2011 in Seattle, so I've had the experience of doing it with chorus, and it really is an opera now.
You should go away. Let me sleep.
Remember, do you remember when night was forlorn than sleep?
I'm Kip Niven playing the role of Gad. This is a memory play, and these are memories that I believe Gad has been haunted by for 60 years. For me, as an actor, it's wonderful. It's rich text, full of memory, but also very active in the present because it's very much part of his life still, 60 years later.
I survived the Holocaust. I had to find a way to live. There was so much shame after the war. And I had nothing. Only your journal.
It's a piece of fiction that's based very strongly in fact, and beautifully so. I believe people will find this a tremendously moving experience.
Jake Hagee and Gene Shear, in writing this piece, have not only dealt with extremely important subject matter, but approached it in a way that is really universally accessible, and I think really has the power to change minds, not only moving its audience and illuminating the importance of the subject matter, but really changing minds. And that's a beautiful thing. The overarching message that is left with the audience is that love between all people should be encouraged in whatever form it takes.